Welcome to Connected Roots, educational insights for a better world. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Humane Education Coalition. We are an international alliance for collective impact. Our mission is to advance the field of humane education for the betterment of all living things. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals, support their work, and foster respect and compassion among their constituents. Learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 6, we welcome Diane Rose Solomon, founder of Pets People Planet Connection and author of several humane education books. Using her books as a tool, Diane helps educators and parents teach children about compassion, responsibility, and kindness. Stay tuned until the end of this episode to learn about a special giveaway of all three of Diane's books. Diane, thank you so much for joining us today on Connected Roots.
Hi, Megan. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Great. So let's start by talking about Pets People Planet Connection. What inspired you to start this organization?
Well, it's sort of the more recent actual organization name. Originally, when I started writing books, I was really out there to like save everybody. And my publishing company was called Save Our Pets, People, and Planet. And it was too overwhelming to be saving the entire world, right? So I thought, well, really what I love to do is connect people with information, connect people with people, connect people with ideas. And I thought that is just, there's just so much more juice there is connection, connecting with one another. And I said, we're going to shift. It's the same idea. It's still about pets, people, the planet, but we're connecting now. And I just thought that that was much more powerful. So that's where that came from.
And so you are the author of several books, including the JJ the American Street Dog series, as well as your newest book, What to Expect When Adopting a Dog. Could you give our listeners just a brief summary of the books and perhaps why you decided to write them?
Well, it actually goes back about 24 years ago when I accidentally adopted my first dog. It wasn't the intention. It wasn't the plan. We were going to go buy a dog. We had our sights set on a certain breed. And it was at the 11th hour, right before I was starting to get into investigating a breeder. And a friend of ours found a puppy who was sniffing around a garbage can on a field one night when he was done playing soccer. And he brought the puppy home because there was nobody else there. And he called us and he said, I don't think this puppy belongs to anybody. And I know you two, my husband and I, are thinking about getting a dog. Would you consider this dog? I was so negative. My husband was much more open-minded than me at the time. And he said, fine, I'll take a look. So he went and brought the puppy home the next day because he said, the puppy's really cute. You should take a look. And I said, fine. I mean, you should have seen my body language, though. It was like really resistant. Because the image that I had of what this dog could be was not what the image of what the puppy was going to be that I was going to pick out from a breeder. And he brought this puppy home and the dog was sitting on his lap in the car. And I just fell in love immediately. Like it didn't matter the breed. I just fell in love with this puppy. I started telling some people, oh, we got this puppy and we adopted him. And I was introduced to a woman who had a small rescue organization and was helping her with some fundraising. And it was through her that I learned that at that time, that between 12 and 16 million healthy, adoptable animals were being euthanized in the shelters. Now, granted, the numbers are much better now. There has been a lot more education. Mm-hmm. But it just broke my heart into a gazillion pieces. And I said, well, first of all, my puppy could have been one of those numbers. At the time, I didn't even know what a shelter was, I don't think, to have even thought to take him somewhere had I not fallen in love with him. But I just thought, wow, you know, this is not good. How can I be part of the solution here? What could be my part in educating people that, like, you can adopt a dog, whether it's by accident like me or by purpose, by going to a shelter or through a rescue group, which now that's much more accessible. But nothing was premeditated about me writing the first book. But I sat down and I wrote my story out one day. And I thought, well, what am I going to do with this? How can I share this in the most meaningful way possible? Should it be an article? I thought, no, what if I turned it into a children's book so that we can start educating kids? Because I know my kids were little, you know, they would come home with all these great ideas all the time, stuff that they were learning in school. And I thought, this is great because not only are the kids going to be learning about this, but they're bringing home this information to their parents. So I wrote a fictionalized version of that book, of my story. And the book is called JJ, the American Street Dog and How He Came to Live in Our House. And I wrote a whole series around it. And the second one that's published is called JJ Goes to Puppy Class, because what's really the first thing you want to do when you have a new dog, whether it's adopted or not, you want to bring him to puppy class. And then what happened was over the years, I was doing author visits in schools, and I just sort of became known as the dog expert in my community. And I, at this point, I had a lot of experience with not just JJ, but we had other dogs after that. People were calling me with questions. You know, what do I do about this? My dog's doing this. We're thinking about adopting a dog. My dog has this issue. And I had a lot of information. And when I didn't have the information, I knew where I could send people for the information, or the product or the service or whatever it was. I realized if all these people that I know have all of these questions about dog adoption, what about the thousands of people out there that I don't know that have the same questions or other questions? So mm-hmm. I wrote What to Expect when Adopting a Dog.
Fantastic. And they are all great resources. I found them to be incredibly educational, just so rich with valuable information for dog owners. How do you think your books have made a difference in the lives of those who have read them?
With the kids' books, you know, it's been great. My favorite thing to do is doing author visits. And sometimes I'm even able to do author visits with Skype now. And just being able to read the books with the kids. And if they get a copy to take home, one of my favorite author visits was a class where every kid lined up because they wanted to hug me, because they were just so moved by just talking about dogs, but just learning a little something new and hearing it from a story perspective. And it's told from the perspective of a kid. So it felt like they got something out of it. Even if they didn't get like the big picture, they got something out of it and they were grateful. That meant a lot to me. It was like, you know, again, I might not be saving the world and I might not be saving all the animals out there, but if I've made an impact on like a couple of kids, like, wow, that is so cool. And, you know, as far as this new book's concerned, it's so amazing when people email me or call me or tell me, you know, I gave this book to my nephew because he's mentioned getting a dog. I didn't think he'd actually open it. And I came back to his house and it was underlined and dog-eared and highlighted. And it's just like they were actually reading it and learning from it. And I keep getting these messages from people that it's actually helping them in their process. And I'm like, boy, am I glad I wrote these books. And wouldn't it be great if everybody who had any of these questions could get their hands on them just to make a difference and make it a little easier, a little more joyful for everybody.
What do you think is the most hopeful experience you've had by writing and publishing books with a purpose, something that maybe inspires you and motivates change for our future?
You know, what really, it's not so much about me and my books. I feel like it's the group effort that we're all engaging in and connecting with other authors and people all around the world who are educating in their communities. And then when we share resources, that's been so amazing. And that little by little, the educators and the people working in the shelters and the people in the rescue groups and the people who are paying attention and taking the time to research adoption, it's like we're all doing our part and we're making a difference, which goes back to the original part of the conversation where the numbers were staggering in the millions. And there's still way too many animals being euthanized in the shelters, but the numbers are getting so much better. And it's because everybody's doing their little part. And it's a shift. And I'm just hopeful about this continuing shift that's happening between the education and the willingness of people and the partnerships, being able to partner my books with other people who are sharing them and being able to share other books that other people are writing through my websites.
Mm-hmm. So Diane, you have two fantastic websites, DianeRoseSolomon.com and team-kindness.com, both with a wealth of information. And could you share with our listeners maybe the resources and tools that they can find on those sites?
Well, first of all, as far as resources, What to Expect When Adopting a Dog has over 100 links to articles and organizations and a ton of information. And I reference those links on the website. So there's a ton of information there. I've also been recording weekly little tips on Facebook, and all of those are available on my website. I will be offering a webinar coming up soon, so that will be some more free information that people can sign up for. And there's an email sign up for my newsletter, and when you do, you automatically get an infographic that I created called The 10 Most Important Things to Know Before Adopting a Dog. And of course, there's so much more on the website, but that's sort of some good basics of what's there. And then on Team Kindness, that's geared towards kids and humane educators, and I've got crossword puzzles and word searches, so some good information for kids, just fun stuff, but with a humane education bent to it that adults can download for kids to work on and play with. And on the Team Kindness website, I also offer a free lesson plan for teachers for the JJ American Street Dog that conforms to Common Core standards. So it's great that teachers can actually share the JJ books, and they're actually adhering to Common Core standards when they're teaching in the U.S. So that's really helpful as well. And on the Team Kindness website, I also offer a book club that shares other people's books, because it's so important for us to be sharing all of the good information that's out there. And it's just really my honor and pleasure to do so.
Thank you again, Diane, for joining us on Connected Roots today. We are very grateful for our partnership with Pets People Planet Connection and for your involvement as an advisor to the coalition. We appreciate this opportunity to spread the message about your helpful educational resources.
Oh, it's absolutely been my pleasure, and it's really been an honor for me to be connected with you and with Humane Education Coalition.
Learn more about Diane and Pets People Planet Connection by visiting DianeRoseSolomon.com and team-kindness.com. You can also find them on Facebook at the handle Pets People Planet Connection. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, we're giving away a copy of all three of Diane's books to one lucky reader. Enter to win by following us or sharing our post about the giveaway on Facebook. Find us there at the handle HE Coalition. The deadline to enter is August 31st. Good luck! This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and magical moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.